have a, since we have the quorum. So just for note, the chair and Shelly, you're here. Shelly, you're the clerk, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, there's nobody on the Zoom call. Jennifer, I'm assuming nobody's down there.
Just me.
Just you, so no public. Perfect. The consent agenda is the minutes and then any outstanding payment applications or requisitions. Have you guys had a chance to look at the minutes?
I have.
They look good to you?
They look good to me.
Very good. Do you want to make a motion to approve?
Yeah, I make a motion that we approve the meetings from the minutes from the last meeting.
Perfect.
I second.
Perfect. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Great. Are there any outstanding payment applications or requisitions? Shelley, do you have any? Shelby, have you seen any? None?
I'm not aware. Kelly, do we have some though?
Outstanding,
Yeah.
like
Anything due since
requisitions?
the last board meeting?
No,
No.
not since the last board meeting.
Okay. Yep. That's what we'd need to cover. Okay. We'll go on to the action items, which deals with the tentative budget and any proposed amendments. And then it carries on to talk about the financials. So, Shelby, do you want to handle all of those for us?
Yeah, I will. And I think we reviewed the September financials at the last meeting, so I'll just have the budget today. Just I guess a note before we jump in. I know we didn't officially review this at the last board meeting, but I have not made any changes since then. So I think we can run through this pretty quickly. And Michael, I'll kind of note budget amendments along the way.
Okay.
So, starting with the general fund, I guess just for 2024 starting, we put in a budget about 53,000. So that's that $50,000 kind of adjusted each year for inflation. So that's where we would be for 2024. And we show that being funded through a transfer from the debt service fund since we are anticipating those property tax collections. So we'll have the carve out from those collections. Back to 2023, and I know Shelley's working on pulling this together. I think what we would look to do for 2023 is kind of record any of the administrative expenditures that the developer has paid directly. So we're waiting on those amounts. So since we don't have anything for 22 or 23 at this point, I would guess that if we recognized everything in 2023, we would probably need an amendment above this 51,000 from 2023. But Shelley, do you have any idea at this point what those total costs are? If you don't yet, that's okay.
I don't.
Okay. So I think, Michael, what we should do is go ahead and plan for an amendment at the December meeting for the general fund.
Okay.
Next page is the debt service fund. So for 2024, anticipated property taxes of about 517,000. Based on last time's discussion, we do have the property taxes anticipated to be collected yet this year as well, 332. Interest income is based on current rates, about 5%. And then expenditures would be the interest payment as scheduled, and then the annual fee to UMB. And then the debts, or excuse me, capital projects fund. So for 2023, I would just note we're just showing kind of actuals through September, but that would be the same through December, and then appropriating all remaining funds in the capital projects fund. So that'd be about 526,000, which I believe most of that's sitting in the city performance fund at this point. So, Greg, Shelley, any comments, feedback?
I do have so Just a mechanical question here on the previous page. So that 332 in property taxes, does that money actually come to the PID, and then we send it on to the bondholders, or how mechanically does that happen?
Yep. So once the county collects that, it should be sent to the PID, the address that would be on file with them, which I would assume is the developer's address. I'd have to check that. And then once that's received, it would be sent to UMB. They would deposit that into the bond fund. And then we would use those funds for kind of that admin carve out for the year. And then it would just be available revenues for the scheduled interest and principal payments. So it doesn't go directly to the bondholders at the time of collection, but just kind of sits in those UMB accounts until those payments are made.
Okay, so when you say it goes to the address, can you tell me what address it will go to from the—
Let me see if I can get that information. I'll have to follow up on that. I don't know off the top of my head.
Because if it's coming to my office, I'm to be honest with you, I don't pay a lot of attention to them. And that's what I would want to pay attention to.
Yep. We can also, let me follow up on that. We could also have the county send it to my office, and then we can just get it over to UID.
Will you make that change? Yes. And just make sure that so it doesn't get lost in the shuffle.
Yep. Yes,
because
we will do that.
I do have actually another check that they sent me like for $400. And okay. I just where to send it. Maybe okay. I could send you as well.
Yes, you can. I will email you my office address. And then we'll work with the county to have the address on file updated to our office.
And the interest income, I'm assuming, is just being held by UMB.
Correct.
Okay, very good. That's the questions I had.
Okay. And then, Michael, I guess for what it's worth, maybe to clarify my comment earlier, we will need an amendment for all three funds for 2023. I think that gets posted any differently.
But yeah, we'll get it done.
Thank you. Okay. Shelley, any comments from your end?
No, nothing from
okay.
me.
Okay.
No. Just Thank besides, you. I'm going to get that stuff to you, Shelby, so I'm really okay. sorry.
No, okay. No, you've got enough going on, so thank you.
Go ahead, Greg.
No, I don't have any. I didn't have anything.
Okay. So the action that we need to take is we need to set a public hearing for December to go through the final budget. So look at your calendars. Today, we're going to need to approve the tentative budget that Shelby just kind of walked through for us. So those are the two things. Let's take the tentative budget first. Greg, you good with making a motion to approve it?
Yeah, I make a motion to approve the tentative budget that was just submitted.
I second.
Great. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Greg, I'm going to take that as an aye, right?
Yeah, I did say aye.
Oh, okay. I just can't.
Just Shelley always like speaks louder than me.
Has that been an issue her whole life?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Well, now he sees how I now understand, because I have a little girl that's very loud.
Yeah. That's funny.
You know, just when I'm trying to discipline her when she was a teenager, she'd always yell louder than me and I'd just give her away. So Mike, I think we already set a meeting for December 8th at 10 o'clock.
Okay. Jennifer, do you have that listed?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. And
Jennifer actually sent out an invite. were Jennifer, I'm assuming Mike's included in that meeting for
Yes.
the members. So will you get that invite to him and Shelby as well?
Yep, I can do that. They should be included, but I'll double check and make sure as soon as we're done here that that's sent out.
Perfect. I bet it is, Jennifer.
I see Shelby as. I'm not sure I see Mike on that invite. So just if you just follow up on that, we'd appreciate it.
Not a problem. It looks like we've got another Greg on there. Is that actually John
Well,
or?
that I just logged into my desktop so I could actually see the numbers. I can't see them
Gotcha.
on my
Okay.
Hey, well, that should cover everything unless you guys have any other questions or anything
No,
that you need us to do.
I don't. Shelley, do you?
Nope, I don't.
Do we
Okay.
need a motion to adjourn?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I make a motion to adjourn.
I second.
Okay, all those in favor say aye.
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 Okay, perfect. Thanks, you guys. See you next month.
Okay.
You on September 8th.